today na Wednesday, October 11, 2017. And today na the International Day of the Girl Child. Good afternoon and welcome to this special edition of the program, Midday Show, where they come to you live from the Society for Ready Democracy 98.1 FM and on the internet on www.readydemocracy.sn. And me na one pa you presenter them for today's edition of the program, Midday Show. And me name na Fatima Sisi. Okay, well, that's now my co-presenter, Khadija Tubari. The program is still listening to now, Midday Show, and it comes to you live from the Society for Ready Democracy 98.1 FM. And inside the program, we get plenty news, information, and entertainment, plus other report and interview we there for you inside the program. So now go nowhere, continue for day with we inside this 1 hour. You can be part of the program by way how you go send a text message to the number 0779819811 and the number again at 0779819811. And Youssef can be part of the program by way you can go on Ready Democracy Facebook page and get we live. The program we listen to now Midday Show.
We will start with the first material inside the program. As Salon de Joy in the World for mark this year International Day of the Girl Child, October 11, one organization, WNM Purposeful Production, don't pull one early marriage report, which shows that Moyamba and Kwenadugu DC them get high rate of early marriage, and the bike rider them in Pasmakpo, the make girl picking that they get belay before them time. One in Gauja get more and in Gunau report.
As first lady of the Republic of Serbia, and as a fellow companion of adolescents, reproductive health and rights of girls, so officially launched this evidence-based important report titled Child Marriage Serbia.
That's the voice of the first lady, Siania Makoroma. Where be they pull now though the early marriage report where purposeful production be put together for effect early marriage in the country. Where this according to the executive director Chemnoba say inside this report plenty thing and they were then fair not but early marriage in a different parts in the country.
At the end of the day, the biggest driver now this violence against girl picking them. We report say for make a change now for improve the lot of girls by providing them with access to choice where they will be able for get to in terms of choice of transportation or food or education, but also for let them imagine new possibilities. So inspiration.
Chernobyl say, according to statistics, plenty young girl picking and they will be done married before 10.
And most of these girls, they are graduated, those of you who are paid 44% of girls from the schools and in Serbia are married before the age of 18. 44%, think about that for a second, that's almost one in two girls. 18% get married before the age of 15. That's almost two in five girls. One in five girls. So, it's a huge issue in Serbia.
Where it be the talk now, the panel discussion? The Member of Parliament for Constituency 85, Madam Veronica Sise, say, as woman at Parliament, it will continue for join and for end early marriage. And Sef Sise, the laws them on child marriage begin work proper one at the country.
And you know, you have to have to something out of that. What about the fishermen? What about the fishermen who want to sell their fish in the other aspect, as you said? You want the rest of the ship, the guy is not in the case, and the worst you can see is to come at night and walk out for the car out for you. And in that time, you can get a pass. So that is the child marriage that area. But yes, there is no implementation of some of this law, especially to the local and the national. I just say no, I have to give respect to women, to boys, my sister. But the whole element, keep watching, really make sure, push it. And as a parliamentarian, we are continuing to work and to make sure that some of these laws have been adhered to. We have to make these laws, especially for people who, you know, sometimes because of voters, we try to sell our children in hardcore.
Inside this report, we purposeful production pool. Be sure say, Moyamba and Kwenadugu districts then get high rate of early marriage and teenage pregnancy. We make the paramount chief na Manoda said chiefdom na Moyamba district. Begin reason them why make this act Bokuna some parts then are the country.
You have to get the parents involved. You have any girl you are making for this guy, you know them together with their mothers. You know that I have mother's love and I'm fucking mother's love rich. Because they are the people that mostly send their girls out, that the girls hide in when they want to go out, when the father asks the father. Most especially in our setting, they continue doing that until the girl becomes pregnant.
With all them concerning the make chain of us say, they don't set up plans them for first early marriage and set up young girl picking them for be better people than the society.
We get plan for set up a multimedia platform, a brand platform we call Kagukura. We will be able to give the voice to God, give them for elevate them, voice them, for also give them identity, a sense of passion and identity in this country. And then finally, we get a whole new grant scheme we will announce today, whether the Kagukura grant. A $3 million pot of money we will announce today that over the next 3 years, we want to support organizations and individuals. So we're ready to join the movement for help to advance the rights and welfare of girl pikin dem and the local communities across this country.
The first lady Sianyama Koroma be end up say he go use this report as reference to the high level meeting where then get na Senegal with other country then for talk about how they all go work for tap picking married and teenage pregnancy in a saloon. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Waniga Oja the report.
That na the report where don't tell we how early marriage don't tell like na the country. And today, as today na the International Day of the Girl Child, I get somebody with me inside studio where go help me talk about this. Ina Sewana Tumansaye from Plan Youth Advisory Panel. And today inside for talk about this day today. You can say hello to Fambuleme, introduce yourself.
Famulem, una good day. Me na Fatu Sewana Tumansaye as the presenter don't say. I come up from Plan International Youth Advisory Panel. As we all know, say today, na the International Day of the Girl Pikin, October 11, all countries they join for celebrate them. Then start this thing inside 2011 and we start the celebration 2012. This day they set them aside for all girl pikin. If you na girl pikin, you be don't marry below the age of 18 years, girl pikin will be don't get belly and drop out from school. Girl pikin will not get opportunity for going to school. Girl pikin will not get opportunity for those are day so today. This day now for we all na the community. Now a day where they where then give we where the UN give we for maybe the girl pikin and they sit down. They talk about we challenges, we problems then we get and we solutions to them challenges then day. So now it make this day important so all girl pikin and don't gather. Now also a day where they help for identify your talent. This now a day where girl pikin and can use for get a takeover. Like if that girl pikin don't go take over a radio station, he don't see and say yes in talent for become a journalist. He don't go to a hospital, he don't go see in talent in passion way again for become a medical doctor. He try for empower girl pikin and that make this day a day.
Okay, Fambule Asidoye from Sewana Tumansaye, welcome out from all the way Kabbala and we in Kanaya. And our guest, we don't tell you about 29 day today, we're the International Day of the Girl Child. Today, UN set them aside, especially for girls. And you know, seeing the way, say, educate a girl and you've educated the nation. Yeah. And because of this, I feel really, really big of myself as a girl picking. Because, you know, you feel so proud that a nation, just imagine a nation like America, Sierra Leone, if you educate just one girl picking, you don't educate them all because girl picking they will help out them all. And today they say yes if we'll be we on day and very special. And the theme for this year and the power of the adolescent girl vision 2030. Yeah, power of the adolescent girls. If we relate to the SDGs, them SDG 5, we get where they talk about gender equality. And if we talk about gender equality in our country, so why not wait till they will tell me about gender equality in our country? Because you know we get a lot of issues there, like child marriage, teenage pregnancy, GBV and gender-based violence, and we get a lot of other things like child trafficking, child labor. When are one of the things that we really watch now at Freetown, yeah, the more big cities, but people need to pay attention to this. What do you think about this gender equality?
As you know, say the Sustainable Development Goals, when are the SDGs, most of the countries then sign them and say that they want for C. SDG 5, where they talk about gender equality. If we talk about gender equality, it means say we forget equal rights. My brother, they go school, I get a right for go school. My brother, they na house with mama and papa, I get a right for dinner house. But one report being common, I do say 20% of human trafficking are picking them. That means you dey below the age of 18 years. Not so gender equality, and most of them are girl picking them. And also, if you just talk about teenage pregnancy and early marriage, most of we sister they really get belly below the age of 18 years. The next thing we can happen, they are out of school. They are not going to school anymore. And if you know they go to school, you gender equality, you not get her. We also get FGM, you know, the female genital mutilation. Yes. You get right for say no and yes. When you don't reach 18 years, you get right for giving consent. But if they force you for going to that secret society, it's not a gender equality. Or you don't also they go school, mama and papa said, because we not get money for pay for the other picking them, may we pull you the girl picking and send you to that man for go married, so that and we're able to send you brother than our school. Not so gender equality. You just talk about reports where say Kwenadugu district and Moyaba district, the proof the highest rate of early marriage. Yeah. Me and I proud Kwenadugu and Pikin, I come out from Kwenadugu. And the reports not like you. And when you talk about Okada riders and Pasmak Po, we get Okada riders way now the provinces they use that in small 1,000 where they get as an opportunity. We get certain girl picking and they use for work at 2 miles for going to schools because school not they far. This Okada rider can come on any side and can approach her and not get no option pass for answer for you. Now money you can't take her clear in school. After you care for her lunch in school, you begin blow foot her. After school you go take her regardless, you go take her. And the next thing, because the country will they now they say nothing goes for nothing. They can just invite her and host the picking, not get no option because you know I miss that lunch, you know I miss that transport, you know I miss that acheke and that credit, you know I miss that phone, that smartphone. It just gets for due to what you want, and then can get belle. And after the belle, most of the parents and they say you don't put the family pan shame, so now go to that man make you not married, now married don't come inside soon. So by the gender equality in that case, they you know they happen.
Actually, yes, I agree with you because myself come on, I province, can be district. Basically, I don't there for 1 year now. But if I look at them and I compare the city and the province, Sigeli, yes, the reporting is the lie. Like we can always tell people and say when you come, you want for all any issue when about girl picking up with himself, now the root cause now defend and the root cause and the provinces and they get them. Cause now they suffer is too much. Now they you they see education competition no day for education, you know that guy. Right now the provinces, always get this saying what they say. If salon education, you know they go before the north, we they contribute a lot. Now they are commode. And this sleep, we they talk, we they target, we they try for target the one the way they want stand for presidential race the next 2018 election. All the talk, all the talk. Now for ladies, SFE, UB, and put in at the manifestism, cause girl picking we matter. Without we the one where they stand strong. You know, if you watch Z World, you see one when mothers they reach, then get one thing where they pull out. You don't know where they tell you say a woman is a mother, a woman is a sister, a woman is, you know, we are the glue that holds the world. You know, when I say we are the glue where holds the world, that means that without we as woman then or girl picking the world not exist at all. So why I think why government, why people Sierra Leoneans in the world at large, no they think say we for take girl picking them as a big person, because without we then know they exist. Remember, now we they give birth to them, now we they take care of them. And you know, yesterday I watched one video, right, where girl picking say I think say boy picking they lazy.
Yes.
And yeah, because they know they grief for was pan, they know they do nothing, now we they do all domestic work, yet still people and see we say like say we not valuable. Like child marriage, you know, we get cases them like who say somebody be wrong actually stabbing husband, you know, mina really like it been a make soap, because I go ask the picking interview him out, it be the make soap, but the man be done the cause a bitter. But I'm picking the village and come on, he say now only 3 houses them then get Montcano, they go there nothing. In fact, he knows about in a school safe. Just imagine 3 houses inside a village. They don't go put on a survey business, they for pull them out and not get money. Then the man can offer say they pull them out, when pull them out, he say he go more married than, but the man gets 7 wives. Could you imagine? And the pikin will be even 14 years at that time. Then the people in back In fact, the Pikin Den Creole, now when they encounter an Ademsi and I begin to learn for talk Creole. So how about in paying them? You know, if we talk about this child marriage, you know, it stabbed the man later on because the man be the threatening for kill him and beat him. And even the man only neck, you know, squeeze him to death. The Pikin say he be the threat for pulling man in. Now the neck just passing stubborn naya in omina. Then because stubborn, now mother to them. The people them now he did them. Even a lawyer for representing a problem. Or less so they call on plan. Or less so they call on people them like the DCI for make them go put hand let them help. You know, but the thing why the mona means said this case now that the moment when give and when a child marriage, when our offense to the Child Rights Act, now offense because you know even 18 years it. Even if the other one say 16 years, fine, you know, even 16 years it, huh? Then give him for married, you don't married, yeah? Then why you know all the parents or the man at the moment when you do that? And why make the man not be there even take responsibility and of 7 wives? What do you think of that? And now they don't keep them, they won't keep them until 18 years, maybe they charge them now to court and that moment they're able to charge them to prison for let him spend a life. How you see that? If you are, you know, if you are to God picking them.
Khadija, as you give the story, me body they rise and I they feel cold tears almost one come down me eyes because today now we day as girl picking them instead for we don't get an opportunity for go school. As you talk said this year we main target now the politicians because the community will find we self now they can make decision and they can able to talk to we will listen. You as a politician we want become a president, a honorable, a counselor, a community head. Thing the way you for put together now the SDGs because if girl picking them no go before you walk no go before. If you be an honorable or a president, you then a particular community, they work, they this, they that. But the girl picking them not they grow, they know they grow. They still they counter a country and country the way not they grow. So one of the things they waiting for do, when they come to power, we honorable say, may them try for put laws, where they try for, we know they say may them tap FGM, butter, but like may them get something where you they give you consent before you go into FGM, before you go to early marriage. It's really pathetic and waiting to happen our community Khadija because like starting picking a one go school the opportunity no day then the gender equality no the role too.
Okay, the program we still listen to Nami the show and it comes to you live from the Society for Ready Democracy 98.1 FM. And don't forget this is a very special program. Usa Salon they join other countries in the world for celebrate the International Day of the Girl Child. And for this particular year, the theme now the power of the adolescent girl vision for 2030. The program they continue and we still get Fatou from Plan International inside the program. Fatou, in your statement, you say gender equality, you know, look, they work in a saloon. What thing are some of the things that we feel responsible for that?
Some of the things that we look responsible for that. Now, we, the community people, no want to take responsibility. Because if me, na a native, I didn't have this particular community, and they ride me Okada, if I'm not able to give you lifts for going to school, no need for follow you from being a girlfriend or whatsoever. Mama, papa, if you not get, we get money for pay for going to Bundo Bush. But we can still not get money for pay for that girl picking for going to school. So it's really where me the way are they talk human activities we behavior count a lot because like if you're not ready for change go like kind of your community where you ready for change. If we Sierra Leoneans, we Koinadugians, we wake up out Moyamba, we don't ready say yes, we for tap child marriage butter. We get community bylaws the way we they put together. We get seen if you say where you send your pikin to marry, they book out, they this, they that. Certain people and they afraid dancing and they ego fear, ego minimize. Because not to justice to the girl picking them, it really they traumatize them. As I be so many girl picking the women don't come to Nakoinadugu district, where they don't go into early marriage after early marriage and traumatize. Some are almost one crazy. If you say they don't crazy, they're gonna treat because if you get big dreams, if there is someone say I want to become president, I want to be this. As a 15 years, then in dreams, and they all they die down. And when somebody in dream die down, in brain almost they die down because you know what they think maturely, you know what they think again, like how you be. They think
actually you know lie about that because if we talk about child marriages you know really the cause trauma because myself now I'm not being a victim but praise God now I say I don't be a survivor me not a victim again we know waiting at the traumas and the stress way they go through society they look at you as the worst person society really they found out you because you don't deny your family your parents them yeah that's a major thing and teenage pregnancy I can say always you know they talk about child marriage without teenage pregnancy Then if I look at again, FGM now another one where I know they will pull from child marriage. So then problems there, they really get one inside, many inside one. Because if they put you bondo, according to upline stuff them, but as they put you bondo, then they pull you, then they give you, you marry, then you don't get belle at a very tender stage. So man and belle, then make them give you and marry those. Which all, to me, I can tell people them, you know, child marriage, teenage pregnancy, now it causes then a consequence. Poverty, now it causes and then a consequence. So if na me like poverty, no bit, no be a cause for stop girl picking in education, man. You know, you dey be poor, but she dey able continue. If we say we dey sit down for talk about goal 5, you know, do we dey use the whole day for talk about time? Cause gender equality, no girl dey in this place. So what do you dey give as a recommendation to government and to stakeholders out there, cause today we for tell them and more to the aspirant to them politician the way they want can sleep then for you we find one. So what did they tell them?
Okay, Khadija, before I go to president or whatsoever, change the starts from the community. We get one slogan where we can use on that teenage pregnancy campaign where they say taboo na in the little balloon. If you get your picking at host, you not talk to them about sex, you not tell her say Fatu, Kadi, Mariama, where you start for seeing menstruation, you get mommy and daddy business, you they get belle. The treat go tell Kadi, Mariama, Fatu. The next way Mariama, Fatu, they come with na balloon. So if you say this na taboo, you know you talk until you picking go get balloon, we go make a disgrace to your family as waiting people and can say. To all presidential aspirants, honorables, councillors, everybody we get hands for change salon, may we prioritize girl picking the issue. May it then are the manifestos, may them try for see, because you don't say when you educate one girl picking, you don't educate the whole nation.
Yeah.
If you get five girl picking a particular community, we don't become educated and get something for them. You can tell me, Kadi, then they do better than the community.
Yeah.
So if politicians want for grow, one may they see them walk clear na the wall, may them prioritize girl picking the issues them.
Okay, thank you, Serana. So Famule, you know, you from when agenda equality, so I'm not don't tell really waiting the born amount. And I tell you, the next politicians, I beg, Jia, who they beg, una put we inside una own manifestos, I beg.
Okay, continue for listening. If you go away, they listen to now, me the show, when they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. On the internet, on www.radiodemocracy.sl, and like I said, today na a very special program, as picking in a salon, they joined the world for celebrate the International Day of the Girl Child with the theme The Power of the Adolescent Girl Vision for 2030. Where will they continue with the program and will they continue for look at more issues them where get sold with girl picking inside the program. One big problem where salon don't face for long term now the issue of teenage pregnancy where girl picking them they get belly before 10 and this don't they affect the nation and human resource growth. And self-statistics show say, one area outside girl picking them, they get belly before them, na the country, na the northern part of the country. Well, for know how the situation really turn like, Ready Democracy and Roy Coca look inside this issue and put this report together.
According to one study where the Salon government been do for Fenot, waiting na the reason them where make girl picking them they get belle plenty before they turn 20 year, show say na big man they responsible for 86.4% of the teenage pregnancy case them na the nation. Bombali district at the north na one of the area them na the country where get high number of young girl picking them where they get belle before them. And that's the pose serious concern for the country in human resource development. 16-year-old Tennessee say we know to in real name because of stigma or point finger na other victim of teenage pregnancy as right now he gets 5 months belle we make he don't drop out of school. He explained about how come he gets belle and how he cope.
I've been go school but I've been joined family plan. I can pull her now and then I can get belle. But when I get the belle, the man if I'm good, they don't know cook with my parents today. Say the belle don't go 4 months. Now I don't know. I read back my man if I'm good, they know. But still, when they go, they know deny. They appreciate and put small money. I can't tell the man if I'm good, but then they take care of me. I've been doing a narrow soon SS2 to promote to SS3. I know feel fine. Right now, I don't sit down back for 1 year. Now, I come to the whole road pass for promotes, and I can't promote now for SS4, need SS3. Now, I first belly this.
He continues say, he go look for carry on in school where he go done born and self advise other young girl picking them not for take belle before them, as that go unbug them with planning.
Now I advise and say, no old serious about school, they don't no get belle before time. Because education are gentle, very educated, and they love you again.
17 years old Tunukoma, we insert not so in real name, gets 3 months old baby, and self na victim of teenage pregnancy. He tell me say he be the junior secondary school, the time when he gets belle for one boy with big pass Sam. And currently the papa of the baby do abandon him, and by God in power now, he is able to survive with a young baby.
How come I get this belly? Me, it's one boy. The fella we serve, say I get belly to her. But I get belly to her, then I tell her, say, now you. Now you tell her, say, let me get the belly. Then I can't send me people there. I can't send me people there. Now they go ask her, now you tell her, say, let me. You tell her, say, let me. Now you do what I go, say, FSC. Now they go talk the case, when they go talk the case, I read the case law, the man with family, now they sign for say, they take care for me. Well, they don't sign, as the end, say I get the belly, they don't slow, I don't want, they don't take care for me. When they talk to me, when they see me in the street, they run. Then they pay for me, you know, I return at school back. The man with family there. They sign for say that they return my school. I take to them, I don't do it. I say, my sister, don't leave school for money. Continue school, that's not the man there. You see, you are able to ride the foolish and you left him.
The mama of 17-year-old Snukoma, Winner Farmer, tell me how it is about to write now for take care of the young baby.
No, for them, let's go back to the
school. I don't feel fine, Papa. This beginning, I put her at school. I ran to your school before.
Me na farmer. I dey sell cassada.
Go do cassada. They can't make fufu. Na so my business they do. So I live here. And they go tell that farmer there. He say this man, tell me in no return for take care of this woman.
Inside 2016, First Lady Sianyama Koroma been pulling a door one campaign where they try for tackle teenage pregnancy. Usa is say picking them for remain picking them rather than them be mama. And for see that this happen, civil society organization them don't they mount up campaign.
Like for example, me your organization, CAL, you dey find out say even them cases they rise from when they can report them to the family support units. We dey monitor them cases and they say up to court. We not forget speaking by me, we forget mama, not to picking ma. Now a violation on the rise. Now next if you come out, you go see plenty girl picking and they hang out there. 14, 11, 15, 13 year old picking. They are out there. What's in them say now next? Nobody knows. Now because I've been listening to me people like yesterday, I will make a land book and sit down today talk to you.
Betty Alma Missisi, now the Northern Regional Coordinator for Center for the Accountability and Rule of Law, CARL. Yaya Kagbo, now social worker, where they work for the Ministry of Social Welfare, Gender and Children's Affairs.
Even though it happened, but then kind of number they will get, will not be get them as before. This issue of teenage pregnancy, the best thing for me, we create fear by the minds of the perpetrators, now for enforce the law. But you find out so community, stakeholders, the one who respect here at community level, therefore work with we, they can compromise some of the issue of teenage pregnancy. At time, we need know. And when once we know set example by the perpetrators, they find out say the issue of teenage pregnancy will continue for increase. And of course, the other thing again, because most of them picking are giving the kingdom, and the one the way they say, maintain a home, we be say, for it may be we are in poverty, the heat, better one. So the issue of poverty again. At times again, it can be negligence of the parent.
He continues say the Ministry of Social Welfare, Gender and Children's Affairs, together with them on child protection, don't engage school authority and community stakeholder them for make them know more about the danger and penalty them. We there for any big person where they catch this small picking belly. The Sexual Offences Act make provision them for punish any man we go penetrate girl picking with no 19 year age. But us them, government and in partner them go begin implement within the law book them say proper one for see that then kind practice here where they put girl picking them being tap na the different parts of the country. Na question we left na my mind. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Emrik Roy Kuka.
Well, that's my report. We don't tell you how teenage pregnancy talek na the northern part of the country, and the day where we still celebrate na the International Day of the Girl Child. And this particular day na one where UN put aside for me girl picking them, and also other people them where then authority go able for identify some of the challenges them where girl picking them face na society for make them go able for give solution to them problem they are. And from the two reports there where we don't listen to, we don't get some of the concern them where girl picking in the face na different side and na the country. And inside the studio we still get Fatou from Plan International. Fatou, you don't hear from this latest report, and we still get na the country the Sexual Offences Act, and also the way we get with the Child Rights Act still they exist na salon. From the reports that we don't listen to, the Sexual Offences Act and also the Child Rights Act, somebody would ask say if them particular acts as with the implementation still they go on na the country.
It not really easy for like the provinces for me they act say the implementation they go well, because they know how not it to the community people. I can report something where I know, but I can challenge something where I know, but like for example me on say one to somebody violate me right now, I can able talk any other side and can't rap any other side so I will get justice. But me come girl pick you within that last village right now, somebody get and belly. Like I quote from one word way one picking say, after way he get belly, he put small money for me and I go to the man in Fambule. Now they married King Kai inside. So you see this na a map. Teenage pregnancy they lead to early marriage. Early marriage they lead to early death. And also that early marriage, it give you the population they grow. If say one out of 15 years, you don't start for born. Say in 19, you go don't born four picking. So the population just they grow, it they grow. So like we community people them. You picking up go get belly, then you say me it go date to the money people them. Something a mistake he make or something he mean or whatsoever. Give him another chance. That man may a supporter na you host. But if that you picking transfer to that man, he exposed to sexual harassment, he exposed to child labor, bokutin. Some people can say that you follow we brother, na you follow me picking, you can get belly for you go work for we. Work point not be the little your mama and papa. Now you go do another host day. So like they act there where we they talk about so it day, but the implementation at the provinces, if me can rate them, you know really they happen like that way we they expect them as girl picking them.
Okay, so I want to plan to thank you. Fambulem is still there with me at the studio. Actually my own question is, with all this, who said the implementation of the Child Rights Act then now? Government. We get Child Rights Act. When I'm gonna be go sign them, actually. When not they tell anybody say go sign for utility or anything. But when they go sign I bring and come out. Say if this now for protect to picking them. If we not be the protect to picking them, girl picking them, they part of them picking there. Like right now we know they cry like this. I beg God picking themselves safe when a girl picking them, they matter. They can play. They can do what in boy picking they do. They do in fact what in past boy picking the what in they do. So why do I wanna put you on a manifesto this trip? So one at what you think the government for do for we for you this land thing they all.
Okay, government na dem sign the act here. The best thing where me thinks a government can do, make the know how of the act they are to the people and the community people, and make government they supervise the institution they are, where then they can enter to the FSU, the hospital. Somebody can go rape somebody, go na FSU, then say medical report. Some picking not get that money for go get a medical report, or something at that net they don't rape you. That possible way for go give you that medical report, and the next money, sometimes say money they reach. You zeal go don't die down. Say money they reach family go don't talk so you say let's go of that man. So governments really need for pour money in supervision and see say the implementation of the laws then they happen, and made it know how they to the particular people them. Kadisha, somebody need they violate you right now, because you know waiting and you right, you know waiting for do. Governments for take this venture for me all picking no in right and responsibility. All picking nobody try right act. All picking no usa in right stop and usa in right start. If we know usa we right stop and also we write start, we can able help for minimizing tear where they happen now with communities them.
Okay, next government, I hope so you they listen to the program, and the program now is special program where picking in a salon through Plan International. they join the world for celebrate the International Day of the Girl Child. And the theme for this year na the power of the adolescent girl vision for 2030. And I hope say all the politicians they listen so that when they go come back na power, they go know exactly where I say back and me where next government will come. They go know waiting for do because the beginning they say they want make the implementation of the Child Rights Act and also the Sexual Offences Act begin for work proper one na the country. We continue with the program and the program is still listening to na make the show and me na one pay presenter then Fatima Sisi and I guess with me na the studio.
Khadija Tubai.
Okay, we continue with the program and now na time for music inside the program.
The deaf and the dumb say they still the face because government not give them yet subvention. We make them say they no go able to open school for the picking them. This make the Martha Lugan Former Society together with We Are Sierra Leoneans organization, we based in the US, don't give them food and tin for land with when I materials them when I to Milton Magai School for the Blind. Elizabeth Ali Blango be witness the event and Inguna report.
Formal Society, now family charity organization wherein they support poor Pikin them go to go school with scholarship and other team them for support same Pikin Yapa education business all over the country for the past 29 years. And the Milti Magai School for the Blind, now one of the school them wherein they get support from this organization. This time now wherein Yeri but the challenge where the blind school get for open school because government not giving them subvention. This make the Martha Logan Thomas Society, together with We Are All Sierra Leoneans from Overseas, go getting for it and book learning material to the Milti Magai School for the Blind and the National School for the Deaf and Dumb.
When we hear say Milti Magai School for the Blind not able for open because they're not able to get government subvention, and we know one lady picking and suffer, others picking and they go school, they're not able to go school, and we don't partner with them over the years, we don't refurbish them dining hall every year, we can give them small thing. So today we come for come donate some items them, we go help them for open. We partner with We as Sierra Leoneans, we they oversee for make we deliver some bags of rice and yabas, sugar, packets of braille paper. Also, we dey go to the school for the deaf. We dey go give themselves rest because we know say na the same constraints themselves they get when they're not able to open.
In name na Louis Chet, and him na the coordinator for Martha Logan Thomas Society, Louis Chetokeyi Onse, they cannot say the school gets plenty challenge them. So they will get for continue for give more support to the Milti Magai School for the Blind.
We self see how the school itself dilapidated, needs boku help. This partnership we don't get for the years, we plan for continue with them. So we do fundraising gala. This same Friday, na Quincy's. All they want, for help we raise money for the help them people there, yeah. So, dear, una come 7 o'clock, Quincy's Friday, 30,000 for enter general. If you na patron, would they give extra benefits? You go pay 250. Would they get live band and a raffle with the top prize na return air ticket? And we get boku other things then.
For that report there, we go back with the program and we still get inside the studio Fatou from Plan International where he can for can talk about the International Day of the Girl Child 2017 and he's still inside the studio for talk on this particular day and my co-presenter where na Khadija Tubari go continue with the engagement with them.
Okay, plenty thank you to Fatima to say. the get now make we go to goal four, you know, because if we say we did talk on goal five, like seriously, I tell you, they know they do for talk about them. But government, the one them we didn't get for go camp, because now they more they pay attention to. This government, they can go. The next government, the manifesto, why are you girl picking them there? They are with the big. Make we be priority. If we not be priority, remember now we dominate the country, we no go vote. I come back to my guest, Fatou. Goal four, they talk about quality education. And when we talk about quality education, we mean really quality. And as we know, the Sustainable Development Goals, when goal four say quality education, what do you think about education inside the country, quality education?
Okay, Khadija, so as this year, we main audience where we the target now politicians. Quality education, now under there we get inclusive education, compulsory, free and compulsory education. But the reports we are just listening now, where blind school, deaf and dumb school, they're not able for open school. They clearly they show me say the inclusive education not they go to that way. Because if we talk about inclusive education, it cover everybody, every pikin. If you're not disabled or you're able, if you're not disabled, you want for go school, you define yourself under this inclusive education, you get right for dinner school. Then people, they need special attention, they need special support from government and other partners them. If like we take example under this education thing, when inclusive education, there are certain schools that way government and partners they build Khadija too, they not get arms. We get some people when I wheelchair then they use for go school every day, and then somebody they push you one day something, somebody go shout at you or something happen, you go say I'm not going to school anymore because like waiting don't start for happen and no go able for condole and continuously. When we talk about this inclusive education again, we need free and compulsory education. If we check right now, university fees don't go up, school, government school fees don't go up, private school you don't talk no day. Like if I they go na that school na that village, me mommy and daddy no ever see something like 200,000, and one morning no my come meet and say mama papa there's not 200,000 our school fee. Who say you expect them for pay for me? They no then go say the better left na house or send you to married. We use that money pay for you brother them. Now that they really they happen at the provinces, and one of the key thing them under education like who say me come out, we not get secondary schools them na the interiors. So when picking them, you don't know see the NPSC examination, they want for go to GSS one pass and can move Canada big town. And when they Canada big town, they exposed to many challenges. Some of the way they come now to fumble and when they not relate that tight relation in the council, it can use that as opportunity for strain the Pekin. At times Pekin they go school till 9 o'clock, you get for work for young Pekin that we meet now us. Some Pekin the way they can now through that day they can follow one Okada Bobo, it get belle, when it get belle, it don't drop out from school. And people listen another community for make it can learn book, but no, the two way they go it back to them now Pekin. Some of the Pekin even they face in NTR where they say sex for grades now school, we're not really fine for we girl Pekin them. Now they get two elements where they disturb now this country. One, the right people that will deserve the grade, they know they get her. Because like if we don't go, the teacher also ever, we don't set up an exam, don't go get sex with like four picking them, you don't give them all A's, you go afraid for give A's to other one, because the principal or the exam committee go check say why this amount of picking and get this. So the one that will study for the exam now then they suffer. And it also they make the guy picking and they become lazy, they know they expect whosoever way they do that day. Because if I no say I sleep with Mr. So, where I go sitting exam, I can just write to rubbish and later they give me grade what I deserve. Some of the girl picking another study again, it can disturb their later where they don't left school or university for able to do better thing, Khadija too. And
okay, Siwanatu, I actually not really seen how you the same. You better talk about GAMS and inside inclusive education. Where really no day. Maybe if you turn here and get some, but you know they're everywhere. And for make we see some disabled that they go school, yeah, according to the reports, even the deaf, the blind and the dumb, the school them still lock. This all not concern. I don't know why government need to respond to this. There are some things, you know, I read one newspaper yesterday when the Lion and October 2 newspaper. I see inside the newspaper where Minister of Education, Dr. Mikhail Uba, say we education inside Sierra Leone for every child that disabled, able, boy or girl, you know. And if this don't come out from a minister and then they say the disabled is school lock, why they need to stand up and go and see something. Because, you know, I can always say, Motaman, you word for be you everything. Because I like, seriously, if we de talk, if we want Lakewood Nation go before, we talk about gender equality, we talk about peace, we talk about economic growth, we talk about every other SDG, education, they come first. Because without education, education is the backbone for our country, for making go. Without education, we know they get that light, so we really need to forget. So I don't know what you think about when did they talk about this war against illiteracy in that in this paper entitled that day. I don't really understand war against illiteracy, but yet still, since 2007, they fight to 2017, but yet still the high rate of illiteracy too much that I'm not able to understand.
Okay, Khadija, one thing we for learn education, not to na school no more.
So I want to interrupt. I am in the newspaper. I see them. They say formal and informal. The youth them they no get none of that. You see, and why? I don't know if they not value the informal education or the institution they there now. I know they free to now. But stuff there, I don't know if na in order they for keep the place or waiting.
I'm not in this position for defend the government, but are they in this position for talk to we aspirants the way they can now waiting them for do? Like we get education where we do now technical institutions. Me, I can value that technical education more because you under person know they get sex for grade under because you do and practically people they see you. We need for prioritizing technical education and also not to everybody go able go school. If we and youth man in this country, girl picking them, we need for take entrepreneurship as one of the things they may get where they develop we nation. Not to everybody get for go school. Like the minister begin a word saying education are free and compulsory and are for everybody, but presently as you they talk the picking and are blind, deaf and dumb school not be they go school person one so yet organization don't come for help them. So like this it really interesting, Khadija. What do you mean one for me then know the politicians where they come, the lucky people where for can rule this country as honorable ministers and presidents, councillors, may them prioritize education, more especially girl picking education.
Yeah.
Because like for example, we get the first lady, Sianya Makoma, he knows something about education. Now that's make most of the engagements the way they do are under child marriage. Because he knows if that picking married below the age of 18 years, he not go be in the Sianya Makoma where he be so today. So the next government where they come, the one where they come, may he really prioritize girl picking an issue, may he then have the manifestos, girl picking issue for day with them. If the one made a can work, people praise them, the first thing where they for prioritize na girl picking and education.
Okay, and inside the aspect of education, I get one somebody where I always like for talk about when are the teachers them. You know, we get them teachers them, yeah. Them teachers they are, and then we want the way get to the school. Without the teachers them, not just building and school picking them, but they know they able to do anything. Because of that, there is somebody they say yesterday, in daddy they not pay him for 3 months. And because of that, in daddy say they go teach. So what did they call her and they say, I know they go teach because government no go pay me it for 3 months. Could you imagine? And inside Germany, they pay teacher pass everybody because them value the work of a teacher. And to me, I value the work of a teacher, you know. The teacher, what do they do for we? A really na something amazing. Without the teacher, we need to get doctor. Without the teacher, we need to get president. Without the teacher, we need to get anybody what would they fight about. So, you know, they be. So what do you think about, say, the payment delay, whether they delay, if you are to them or not, because if then delay them, they make teachers them say, I know they go teach or when go, in just they go sign and see, they don't care about the rest. You think, say, education, they get quality?
Khadija, if you not be good at primary school and not be good at primary school and secondary school, not for be so today for talk for we can't be girl picking them. Though people will say we not go school with the effort we able to do them, we not go able to do them like the way we they do them now. So one of the things they may get way very pathetic. We say education are free and compulsory during crisis and after crisis. Presently, Salon they facing crisis. This flooding and mudslide way happen. Picking and then at them camps they are the one for go school girl picking them. And girl picking them, you know, so we they grow fast. If I miss 1 year, the next year we are going to school, the zeal and power we are get for going to school, I no go again. And concerning this teacher issue, most of we where we they go school or where we be they go school, the thing where we like now where school they open, you they get a joy for go school. The car where you they listen the first week, you need listen so the second week. So if I don't go to school this first week, teacher no day, I go just sit on a host back saying I'm just wasting my time in that school. May I then a host and play help me mama for cook or do whatsoever. Now that host the week in day tell something they come up, sometimes why your uncle or auntie can't see you there. More like the provinces, you say, okay, we're speaking. something we need for married, or like right now we school need go, we go on, we need for go put this speaking na Bondo society. One of the things them again we politicians for do before they, when they get that money, before ever they fund an secret society activity or FGM, may they use that money there for support girl picking and go school, because girl picking education very important. Even in this crisis presently, the most vulnerable people in a girl picking them, they need for go school, they need sex education at the schools them. There are so many things that we girl picking they need.
Okay, thank you, Sewana too. Family, you don't hear what Sewana to say, and I really accept that. Medication not really getting quality again, because everybody is a Sierra Leone, one left Sierra Leone and go to another country for go study. And because of that, you go no say yes, education not get quality. And do a big papa government, the next government where they can. Remember, education ain't go make low country bright. Okay. They be ask Nelson Mandela 3 questions, waiting they make lady country bright. You say na education, education, and education. So please work on education for girls in particular.
Okay, we continue with the program, and we don't get some text message. We don't come inside the program. This first one from Jonas, he say, now we get the Democracy Facebook page. They say, the girl child for think well. The other one again from the same Radio Democracy Facebook page, we come out from Rosalind Macaulay. They say, girls, you are doing well, but be determined and focused.
I get another text here where I say, I think Plan International should work with government in implementing the Child Rights Act for Musu. And another one say, Khadija, please pursue the case of the girl who is defending herself, because her parents need to be arrested. I think that not the case about the Piki Wedding Adams where they come up from Jamaic and I will kiss you good.
Okay, this other one way I get now the 0779819981 text line. They say government and other civil society organizations only talk on this particular issue when it comes to celebrate International Day or something else. Oh Saloon, where is the future of our beloved girls?
I get another one here when we can have. Our government is not serious about girls' issues. They are just fooling us. Wow. Next government, please don't fool us.
Okay. This other one, they say, thank you very much, Plan International, for the wonderful initiative, and continue to keep these girls alive and make their dreams come true. It come out from Agnes. It say it a text from the Freetown Secondary School for Girls. Well, from that text message there, we go now in our studio to and give you music.
Born to suffer, born to suffer.
Well, that not the music where do you from When I Think About the Children by Lucky Dube. I hope say you enjoy the music with the words them inside the music. And I go back to me guest Fatu, as you hear the messages the more we get messages them for plan. One say for make them keep we yeah, later you know you hear the message waiting you talk about, then the other one say make plan work with government for implement these laws. What do you think about them?
Okay, plan now our organization where they work with Pikine and they work for Pikine. Recently, Plan International be there with other NGOs and governments and Makeni where they go talk about the same thing that we will talk about when a girl Pikine issue, child marriage, teenage pregnancy. Even the vision and mission of Plan, we say we strive for a just world that advance the rights of children, especially equality for girls. Plan they underline that one, they be big one. Especially equality for girls. Plan our NGO we always there with picking them and always they continue for them with girl picking them. They really there in the process for empower girl picking them and get so many processes. Then we also get the GEC project where they give school materials to girl picking them. They encourage girl picking them for dinner school. Then get the Because I'm a Girl, the BIAC project when I Because I'm a Girl. There are so many projects we plan they do with government ministries for me girl picking them stay in school. And for Camp for me Plan International Juenan with the government foresee how the Child Rights Act and the Sexual Reproductive Act then be implemented. Plan International be done, they do them, and they also get for the continue for do them. And also, where we talk about girl picking them for the think big. Yes, this is a short words where you say, because you na girl picking, you strong, you smart, you beautiful, you meaningful, and you capable do great things. May nothing not distract you from what you want for doing. Girls are strong, we get the power in we hands, and we ready for change. Sarah Leon.
Okay. Family, you don't hear you, don't tell you what waiting plan can do, and even the mission and the vision. Wow. I'm glad you were there on the line about girls. Well, we know get better time again. Because of that, I will come back to me guest and hear you waiting you go send to government. Parent, that not the one way they come back now the government that they will talk about and
Kadija, before before Fatu they go to government or get a message.
Yeah.
We hear somebody they send text message say civil society and other people and organization them can only come and talk on this particular day on issue that we get for with girls where it come to celebration or whatsoever. Now for the case of continuity and also looking to the issues that we don't come up, I mean what we get for do with child marriage, so many other issues that don't come we get for do with girls na saloon. How plan, I mean, wait una they do for sister una able for look into some of the issues there. So, I mean, work with government or whosoever, partner or whosoever.
Okay, and they talk for behalf of Plan International. Plan International gets so many things the way they do for CC child marriage, teenage pregnancy reduce, not only on the international days where we observe. We began a regional summit way up on a Kabbalah, and with that summit when I be child marriage summit where plan go do na Kabbalah, it be create a change in a Kabbalah. We see that the issue of child marriage being reduced not drastically but it go down small because of plan the activities. We also get this GEC project now. Plan where they support girl picking them because most girl picking they left school because they say they don't get school and bossy items in the way they keep them at school. Plan International get the projects on a GEC where they support girl picking them for staying in school. We also get the BIAC project on a Because I'm a Girl where really they tell you girl picking who that you be because you're not girl picking you can be president, because you're not girl picking you can be another thing. Plan International focus on girl picking as I don't say we strive for a just world that advance the rights of children and equality for girls.
Okay.
They really underline for girls, so Plan International they work mainly they can even call a girl picking organization. They not only they do something for girl picking when it comes to international days celebration.
Okay.
We really they work with girl
okay
picking.
So now what is the left food they say charities begins at home. What you go left for any girl picking where they listen because they say if you can be somebody now you the force make you safe. What you go left for left with any girl picking where they listen to this
all girl picking where they listen me now. I proud for say me say wanna to na girl picking and me na the eye of my family. Boy picking, we get boy picking and our family, but me na a treasure for my family. Girl picking, we all smart. We all strong. We can do great things. We meaningful to the community. Then so when you educate one girl picking, you educate the whole nation. The change starts now you palm. U.S. Girl Pikin today na International Day of Girls. Not so for begin go do bad thing. Fen you notepad, pen and paper say this year October 11 to next year October 11. Now this and this our achieve as a girl Pikin, because if the community see the change in you, then go empower you. Nobody know what pull me na me host right now say why can't go per married host, because they see say are determined. Focus, may you get perseverance and you self-esteem for be very great to all God Pikin.
Well, that's Nabi Fatou Sewanatu Mansari from Plan International Youth Advisory Panel, and it be there inside the studio. Be they talk about the International Day of the Girl Child 2017 with the theme The Power of the Adolescent Girl Vision for 2030.
Well, Famulen, this is the program midday show for today, Wednesday, October 11, when are the day of the International of Girl Child 2017. When are they? We don't come to you from Radio Democracy 98.1. Plenty thank you to me, producer Fatima Sise, Pakisin Otus Thomas, and Moses Calvera for the technical support. And me, Nabe, one of the producers, presenter winner Khadija Tubai, and I come out from Mila Africa, office of the First Lady, and everybody in Plan International. Bye bye, till next time.
And me na Fatima Sise dey say tata and continue for stay blessed. So today we another edition go reach you tomorrow on a Thursday, October 12, 2017. And I say happy International Child Day to all the girl Pikin dem wey don listen to this program.